This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden suggests he has a path around Congress to get more aid to Ukraine, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Last week's deal to keep the government open did not include the $13 billion in supplemental aid the president's seeking, with several Republicans like Jim Jordan against it.
The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine.
At the White House.
It does worry me.
But the president says there's a plan B. So what would that look like?
He's going to speak to this when he's ready to do so.
The president and spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre say he's planning a major speech on Ukraine and remains confident the money will flow, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying most lawmakers are on board. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday appealed a New York judge's ruling he and his family business fraudulently inflated the value of several properties and his net worth by as much as $2.2 billion, lashing out at the judge.
He called me a fraud, and he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. And you can't do that. It's worth probably 50 to 100 times more than that.
The appeal comes as a civil trial got underway on Monday to determine the remaining claims and penalties. Turkish air forces destroyed 58 targets of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, in northern Iraq since the Kurdish militant group claimed responsibility for a bomb attack near government buildings on Sunday. The third operation after Sunday's bombing was conducted in regions of northern Iraq on Wednesday. Two attackers detonated a bomb near government buildings in the Turkish capital on Sunday, killing them both and